أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today being the 25th of Muharram, we commemorate the wafat of Imam Sajjad or Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. Now, we can divide Imam's life into about three parts. So, he lived till about 57, so 2-22-57. He is with his grandfather Imam Ali until the age of 2, when he loses his grandpa. And then from the age of 2 to 22, 20 years, he is with Imam Husayn alayhi salam, his father. And together, he grows up in this environment where they're strategizing with Imam Hassan of how to be able to revive the sunnah of the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, to go back to that Islam, that pristine Islam that was revealed, to ensure that every human being reaches their full potential. He is 22 or 23 at the time of Ashura in 61 after Hijra. And after that, they're taken prisoners from Kufa to Damascus. When released from prison, Imam speaks out during Friday prayers, and this sort of leads to them being sent back to Medina. It's a traumatic time. His imamah is very traumatic because we find Yazid attacks Medina and Makkah. He burns the Kaaba. He's succeeded by those who are even worse. There was Hajjaj. It was phenomenally traumatic. Imam keeps out of those politics. It was at the time of his imamah that Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock Masajid are built in Jerusalem. Now, Imam had three basic tasks. The first one was to be able to establish his imamah, to announce it, to announce this leadership. The second and most difficult task was to bring the community together. See, there were splinters everywhere, and he was trying to bring them together. The third was to be able to provide guidance without coming into the limelight, because that would mean that they would kill him immediately. So, to announce his imamah, there was a bit of a family dispute. And there is an incident where Imam comes up to Mecca and he asks the black stone to declare in clear Arabic as to who is the Imam after Imam Hussein. And history records that there's a tremor in the stone, and in clear Arabic a voice says, "Oh Allah, indeed the wasaya and Imam after Hussein ibn Ali is for Zain al-Abidin, Ali ibn al-Hussein, son of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima bint Rasulullah." And this verdict is accepted. Those who had attended Hajj returned to their homes, narrating this strange story. And the Muslim world came to know without any formal proclamation that Imam was their divinely appointed Imam. For uniting the community, Imam encouraged the institution of the Majalis of Imam Hussein. It was amazing how sorrow and grief succeeded in binding people together where intellectual and joyous functions had failed. Imam brought this about by example. Anytime he saw water, he wept. He would say, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah," and he would cry. And when he was asked why, he would say, "Why should I not cry? My father was denied water, which was free to beasts and animals." It was something that we have kept up, and it has an amazing effect. He encouraged people to visit Karbala. He encouraged the commemoration of Ashura every year. You know, there were majalis in private houses. He used to visit Karbala every year, unannounced, often unnoticed. He was the one who recommended to use the earth of Karbala for sujood, so that the loftiest part of Salah, which is sujood, was to be associated with the principles that Imam Hussain alayhi salam gave his life for. And finally, the guidance. Imam taught ethics through dua. And we know these du'as that are compiled together as Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya. He selected this format because it's the easiest thing to do. He asked his two sons, Zayd and Imam Muhammad Baqir, to make copies of the book. And almost all theological and ethical questions are answered eloquently in this book. It's the oldest prayer manual in Islamic sources. And the title simply means the Book of Al-Sajjad. It's just phenomenal. There's about 54 du'as which make the main body of the text. And the additional du'as, about 14 extra, include the prayers for the days of the week. Then right at the end, you have the 15 munajat, which are the whispered prayers. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to be able to understand these phenomenal human beings whom we take as our leaders. But to be able to do that, we have to look at their words. Maybe we could pick up a copy of Sayyidatu Sajjadiyya. Maybe we have a majlis in our homes every week. Maybe we try and visit Karbala as much as possible. May Allah give us the strength to be the true followers of Imams like Imam Sajjad. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.